Dear Lafitte Symposium attendees, let me welcome you to the first of what I hope may be many such gatherings over the years ahead. Lafitte Studies, if we can say there is such a thing, is more than a bit remarkable in the way it has for years brought people together informally, as well as formally, in meetings and publications. For a couple of fellows who spent most of their lives on the wrong side of the law, John and Brother Pierre seem to have an unshakable grip on our imaginations and curiosity. As I'm sure you will discover at the symposium, that curiosity has resulted in some remarkable path-breaking study, and not just on the brothers themselves. Privateering and piracy in the Gulf and the Caribbean in the early 19th century, as a field, has been enormously advanced by the work of scholars and laypeople who have diligently ferreted out the often elusive documents that widen our perspective and understanding. Living descendants of Pierre's who have been discovered in the last decade bring a dramatic sense of connection to their ancestors, while underwater archaeological work on vessels from the privateering era and added to our knowledge of who these people were and how they lived. The Lafitte Society of Galveston has been at the forefront of this effort for a generation now, and the body of its work is testimony to the dedication and ceaseless curiosity of people who want to know more. Some of those involved in the Society's work have brought you together for this symposium, and I regret that I cannot be with you, for even though my own work on the Lafittes and their era has ceased, my interest has not. They have their grip on my curiosity, too. Why? Perhaps a mix of romantic interest, the lure of the raw old Southwest, and a fascination with the ways society and cultures advanced in fits and starts in that murky netherworld of the frontier. These were real people of wonderful mixed elements, men out for the main chance, and yet not without some smattering of moral compass. They were the kind of men who took American culture to the outer extremes of our frontiers everywhere. Some became giants, statesmen, and mystic heroes. Others became outcasts and myths of another kind. John and Pierre inhabit a place in the middle, and I want to wish you all well as you start your voyages of discovery into the Lafitte past and present, and as you come to grips with where they fit in the American panorama. I can promise you they will never be dull. Bon voyage, William C. Jack Davis.